From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of the Visitor Service Manager, Lauren Harrier, today's topic is antlers. It's that time of year again. The weather is getting colder, the rain is here, and the local wildlife are preparing for winter. When it comes to our deer species, that means the annual loss of their antlers. Male deer or bucks grow antlers every year in the spring and summer. Antlers differ from horns in other animals, which are kept permanently and less damaged. Antlers are made of bone, while horns are made of keratin, the same substance that makes up human hair and fingernails, with a core of live tissue. Bucks tend to lose their antlers between late December through to late February every year. The loss of these essential identifying features of deer is a strategy to save energy during the long winter season, when the animal's testosterone levels drop and the antlers loosen until it eventually detaches from the base of the antler, a relatively painless process. While out exploring in nature this season, you may find a pair or a part of a set of recently shed antlers lying on the ground. While this can be a cool find, remember that it is illegal to take or collect any part of a protected species like the Columbia white-tailed deer, so it is better to leave anything you might find for others to enjoy. Thank you for helping us keep our wildlife refuges and other natural places wild. Julia Butler Hansen Refuge for the Columbia white-tailed deer was established in the 1970s to preserve habitat for the endangered Columbia white-tailed deer, CWTD. The CWTD is the only white-tailed deer found west of the Cascade Mountains and was believed to be extinct since the 1930s. When a small remnant population was discovered in the early 1960s, the refuge was quickly established to preserve the species and to help it recover. Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.